This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we looked at 1 John in the New Testament and studied what John said about eternal life. We saw Jesus Christ as the personification of eternal life. We also noted that John proclaimed eternal life when he proclaimed Jesus Christ. Everyone who heard this message and believed it began to possess eternal life. 1 John 2:25 declares, "This is what he promised us, even eternal life." John 5:12 says, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." And adds in verse 13, "God wants you to know experientially that you have eternal life." Possessing eternal life will initiate change in your life. You'll start loving others. Consequently, anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. The possession of eternal life produces a loving, gracious life concerned about enriching others and glorifying God. In reflecting on this outline, eternal life personified, proclaimed, and possessed, I gave it the title, Experiencing Eternal Life. It's always important when studying a topic in the Bible to crystallize what you learn into applications to your life. So I ask you, do you have eternal life? If you don't, here's how to receive eternal life. It's found in Jesus Christ. Believe in him and invite him into your life, and you will possess eternal life. By faith, you will know it. If you have questions, contact me through my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.